In health news, international experts have more evidence your best defense against cancer and heart disease is as simple as eating more fruits and veggies every day.
Five portions good, seven better. That's the word from the World Health Organization if you want to live longer. But it requires people changing what exactly they consume.
Just getting into the habit of doing it, though, isn't it, really, more than anything? It's easier said than done, isn't it?
I like fruit and I like vegetables, but you can't. I don't eat them every day, you know.
But if you can, researchers say eating seven portions per day can reduce a person's risk of dying of cancer by 25% and heart disease by 31%. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The federal government is being asked to aggressively study the potential cancer risks from radio frequency waves emitted by cell phones and other wireless devices. Jerry Smith of the Canadian Press has more on the report from the Royal Society of Canada.
The expert panel says current guidelines seem mostly adequate, but it points out studies have been inconsistent. There is no scientific link to exposure to radio frequency waves and reported symptoms, but the panel believes it should be a priority area for research.
And the panel also says there is concern about children's exposure to radio frequency waves, including the effects of cell phone emissions on still developing very young brains. Going to the hospital can make you ill. A survey from Queen's University suggests 250,000 people every year in Canada will pick up an infection while they're in hospital care. And those who work in hospitals are not surprised. The survey shows 4 out of 10 people who work in infection control believe hospitals are not thoroughly being cleaned enough. A new study says bullying is a problem even if the child is a popular one.
Hey, McFly!
The classic model is the jock picking on the nerd, Back to the Future style.
You got my homework finished, McFly?
But researchers at the University of California, Davis, say as adolescents move up within a school's social hierarchy, the likelihood they'll get picked on by peers also goes up.
Most people would not have, I think, guessed that becoming more popular would actually increase risk.
Researcher Robert Ferris calls it social combat, but he says the kids on top in the 95th percentile of popularity are safe. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.